Hi, my name is Agatha.
Hi, my name is Lisa.
Hi, my name is Tina.
You're listening to Check It In, Check It Out.
A radio show.
All about the library. The Elgin County Library.
We hope you enjoy the show. I hope you glad in that show.
I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out.
Thanks to Agatha, Tina, and Lisa Redekop. I asked Agatha what she would say to convince our listeners to visit the library.
Well, we could say that libraries are very fun, and you should go there. You'd be surprised. You'd always want to go. Libraries are very fun. Libraries are very fun. Libraries are very fun.
I'm Julie Berry, host of Check It In, Check It Out, here at 105.9 DeBrigg in Elmer, Ontario. I was visiting the Elmer Old Town Hall Library last week at just the right time to get in on story time. Cheryl Campbell, one of the library assistants, leads story time. And let me tell you, keeping the attention of these little ones is a challenging job that she does very well.
Stompity, stompity, big gray feet. Who is dancing at stompity feet?
But then again, no wonder she's so good at it. Cheryl has been doing story time for 21 years.
Who is dancing on slappity feet? Ducks are dancing on slappity feet. Slappity, slappity, happy feet. Creepity, creepity, lots of purple feet. Who is dancing that creepity beat?
After all the stories and all the fun was over for the week, Ryan, a Storytime regular, took time out of her busy schedule to talk to us here at Check It In, Check It Out.
My name's Ryan.
Okay, Ryan, what were you doing today at the library?
Talking to Miss Campbell.
Yeah, what was going on over there? I was listening from here. What were you doing over there?
Talking to my friends.
With her friends.
Oh, with your friends? Hearing stories and stuff like that?
Yes.
What was the story about today? You had lots of stories, didn't you?
Yeah.
Is there one that you remember that you liked?
Yes.
Which one? Which one was it?
Quack, quack.
Oh, why do you like that?
Because.
Do you like quacking?
Yes.
Can you quack for me?
Quack, quack, quack.
Very nice. And do you come to the story time every week?
Yes.
You do, eh? Well, I'm very glad to hear that. Thank you for talking to me today.
Yes. Quack, 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 quack.
And now, it's time for our stories. First, a story about a mouse family, and one mouse in particular, by the name of Frederick. Frederick doesn't fit in exactly with all the other mice in the family. Are you nice and warm and cozy? Listen. Frederick by Leo Leone. All along the meadow, where the cows grazed and the horses ran, there was an old stone wall. In that wall, not far from the barn and the greenery, a chatty family of field mice had their home. But the farmers had moved away, the barn was abandoned, and the greenery stood empty. And since winter was not far off, the little mice began to gather corn and nuts and wheat and straw. They all worked day and night, all. Except Frederick. Frederick, why don't you work? They asked. I do work, said Frederick. I gather sun rays for the cold, dark winter days. And when they saw Frederick sitting there, staring at the meadow, they said, And now, Frederick? I gather colors, answered Frederick simply, for winter is gray. And once Frederick seemed half asleep. Are you dreaming, Frederick? They asked reproachfully. But Frederick said, Oh no, I am gathering words, for the winter days are long and many, and we'll run out of things to say. The winter days came, and when the first snow fell, the five little field mice took to their hideout in the stones. In the beginning, there was lots to eat, and the mice told stories of foolish foxes and silly cats. They were a happy family. But little by little, they had nibbled up most of the nuts and berries. The straw was gone, and the corn was only a memory. It was cold in the wall, and no one felt like chatting. Then they remembered what Frederick had said about sun rays and colors and words. "What about your supplies, Frederick?" they asked. "Close your eyes," said Frederick, as he climbed on a big stone. "Now I send you the rays of the sun. Do you feel how they're golden glow?" And as Frederick spoke of the sun, the four little mice began to feel warmer. Was it Frederick's voice? Was it magic? "And how about the colors, Frederick?" they asked anxiously. "Close your eyes again," Frederick said. And when he told them of the blue periwinkles, the red poppies and the yellow wheat, and the green leaves of the berry bush, they saw the colors as clearly as if they had been painted in their minds. "And the words, Frederick?" Frederick cleared his throat, waited a moment, and then, as if from a stage, he said, "Who scatters snowflakes? Who melts the ice? Who spoils the weather? Who makes it nice? Who grows the four-leaf clovers in June? Who dims the daylight? Who lights the moon? Four little field mice who live in the sky. Four little field mice like you and I. One is the spring mouse who turns on the showers. Then comes the summer who paints in the flowers. The fall mouse is next with walnuts and wheat. And winter is last with little cold feet. Aren't we lucky the seasons are four? Think of a year with one less or one more." When Frederick had finished, they all applauded. "But Frederick," they said, "you are a poet." Frederick blushed, took a bow, and said shyly, "I know it." Winter means a lot of different things to different people, but for children, winter means snow, and there aren't many kids out there in Canada who aren't looking forward to that first fall of snow. Those first snowflakes are always exciting to see as they float gently down out of the sky, and when the first snowflakes pile up to cover all the grass and the rooftops and the bushes and the trees, the world becomes a brand new place, almost like another world. Our next story is about a little boy who is waiting impatiently for that first snowfall. "When Will the Snow Trees Grow?" is by Ben Schechter. He wrote it and he did the illustrations. When will the snow trees grow? After the pumpkins are harvested and the leaves change color and the wind blows around the house, when the chimneys are cleaned and the logs are cut, split, and stored, when the warm quilts are taken from the closet along with sweaters and coats, when cold lemonade doesn't taste as sweet and the darkness comes early and the cricket's song is soft, then will the snow trees grow? No, we have more time until they grow. When the pumpkins are turned to pie, and when the leaves fall upon the ground, and the wind blows inside the house, and when the smoke curls from the chimney, and the fireplace is good to be near. When the quilts are on the beds, and the sweaters and coats are comfortable to wear. When hot chocolate is the most delicious thing to drink. And when there is a quiet, and you can feel the first frosty flake upon your face, then you will know it is the time snow trees grow. I guess we will just have to wait patiently for that first big snowfall. My funny bone is almost happy enough to go without a joke for tonight, but here's a knock-knock joke that is just too good to miss. Knock-knock. Who's there? Snowy. Snowy who? Snowy in the word snow, just an S, an N, an O, and a W.
Check It In, Check It Out is made possible through the generous support of the Elgin County Library and the Mennonite Community Services of Elmer, Ontario.
And that, my friends, is all the time we have for tonight. Tune in next week at 105.9 DeBrigg. You can listen to Check It In, Check It Out on Mondays and Wednesdays at 5. And here at 105.9 DeBrigg, we want to make sure you remember the name of this great little radio show. What did you say it was called?
Check It In, Check It Out.
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 Join us next week. We love to have you with us. And here are a few last words from Agatha, Lisa, and Tina.
I like the library because it's always helpful, peaceful, and it's always nice and quiet, and everyone's very friendly.
I like the library because they have books and DVDs.
I like the library because it has computers and DVDs and books.
Thank you very much, girls.
You're welcome.
I'm Julie Berry. Thanks for listening.
Guten Tag and welcome to Check It In, Check It Out, a radio program for Kenya by the Elgin County Library. Ich hoop je han dit program geglecht. Ich san Mary Ham and ich schof by the Elmer Library. We haunt a library in Straffordville, Springfield, and Port Burwell, and ye can crack die wat je wel voorn, de zand ola nu oop. De oopne stund zand on de library deren te zijn. Ye can a phone nando phoneoma as 589 zastroy eint eint fire zas no extension eint null ning van you noch my information failed. Bitte koop nan and zeit wat vi han in unser libraries tum junt and una familia mat halten.
Out the door we danced and sang, the whole library rang. Oh, I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. I'm going